This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I gotta go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you dropped
so
in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hand. That's just like
my mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your
My father
hurry?
Will be pacing the floor.
Listen to that fireplace
roar. Really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't worry.
Maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on while I
the neighbors
pour. Sounds like she voluntarily went for another drink, too.
Hey,
yep, indicating like that. Yes. Some kind of desire to stay.
And then acting as though she doesn't know what's in the drink. It's just a game, you know?
It is,
oh,
it
what's
is.
In this drink? As though she doesn't know.
That there's alcohol in it?
Yeah, that there's alcohol
I see.
In
so it could be just Hawaiian punch.
It may very well have been just Hawaiian Punch. I was looking, over the break, I was looking into this song a little more, and it turns out this is not the first year this song has had controversy. It's been controversial for quite a while in feminist circles. I pulled up an article from Persephone magazine in 2010, which breaks down the song and explains exactly what's going on with that drink.
We'll get into that coming up here. This version is Idina Menzel featuring Michael Bublé.
Bublé.
Yeah,
sorry.
Never heard of him.
I know you haven't.
He's Holiday.
He's one of the few modern singers that can sing.
He sounds like he's straight out of Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, he really can go.
This is from 2014 here.
This song's been remade 36 times.
At least, obviously Ms. Menzel was not offended by these lyrics because she performed them.
That doesn't stop people with opinions from giving their opinions surrounding gender and all these sorts of things.
Well, I mean, everybody's entitled to their opinion, and they're all worth about the same thing to me.
Yeah.
Just to say, you can share yours and make yours worth more by getting on the radio with it at 855-450-FREE.
Or you can have more people hear your crappy opinion.
Right, that's 855-450-3733. But before we continue with more discussion, let's get through this here. Let's play a little bit more of Baby, It's Cold Outside. People are offended. Apparently, and one radio station actually claiming, I don't know if I believe them, but claiming that enough people called to complain that they actually took this song off of their playlist from their Christmas holiday song rotation.
No caps to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like stars.
He basically said, you can't get a cap. You know, it's so bad out right now, you can't even get a cab. You'll have to walk home in this, and you're already freezing. I mean, the song's basically adorable. It's just, it's cute.
I'll
take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I don't say no,
miles and fire moving closer.
At least I'm going to say that I tried.
At least I'm going to say that I tried.
Tried to leave?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
a lot of this is about, and you're going to hear it in the lyrics in a moment, it's about what people will think.
Yes.
So she's worried about her family and people talking about the two of them being together for whatever reason.
Yeah, I can't remember what, it seems like there was some song back in the day where a couple was looking at the stars or something in a car and fell asleep in the car.
Mm.
And, you know.
And their town was all in a tissy about
well,
it?
Well, but the father, the, mm-hmm. you know, the families were going to be upset because obviously what was going on was what was going on. But I mean, you know, if the young people stick with the we fell asleep story, they should stick with the we fell asleep story.
Mm-hmm.
And, also, if it doesn't happen again, then what can the people say, right? Like if a young couple is having sex, they're going to do it again. So, I mean, I wouldn't, as a parent, I don't think it's worth bringing out the lash for a young couple that is past curfew and because they fell asleep in the car. But I can see why they would be worried about it, because I've been a young person. I haven't fallen asleep in a car, though. Like,
living the
person. Baby, don't pull out. Baby, it's cold outside.
You're very cold. cappuccino.
I like to think of it as opportunistic.
I simply must go.
Maybe it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
But baby, it's cold outside.
That's the one. The answer is no. Right? So,
don't they say in sales that no's just an opening bargaining position?
Yes. They do say that.
And don't all children know that that's true, too? Like when you're, you know, when they want a toy or something like that, mom and dad says no, that's just the first no, and then you gotta keep pushing
more. How many times have you heard a friend of yours, a guy, say that, well, she told me no, and then, you know, weeks or months later, she reveals that she just wanted you to try harder.
It's a crazy game.
It is a crazy game, and I'm not. And I'll bet those opportunities, those the situations decrease as the male becomes younger.
Mm-hmm.
However, I can tell you, people of my age, absolutely. I just had a conversation within the last a few months with a guy who's like, yeah, I had two women approach me later, much later, that I was very interested in. That they told me to stop. I stopped, and they told me later they wanted me to keep going.
Then why did you say stop?
Because there's
this... Can they answer that question? I don't even know.
Weird dynamic that goes on between men and women and who's supposed to, you know, do what and all that crap.
No fewer than three of them did the same thing to me in high school.
Well, this is why...
I'm your age.
You know, I start dating coming out of prison. I came to the conclusion after a while, not immediately, after a while, that I wanted them to make all the moves. Right? Like, you get me to the door, I'll go from there. Well, you got to get me to the door, lady. So,
meaning to the door of their house after the date?
No, I mean, they need to initiate sex, and then after that, I can take care of myself.
I see.
You know, ultimately, I made them kick, but in many cases, they had to kiss me first.
Mm-hmm.
They had to make moves beyond that, like, you know, sort of touching in other places. You touch me in that place, I'll touch you in that place.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
My chest is as good as your chest, lady. And
that worked for you?
Well, yeah, it was actually...
Yeah, it worked for me, too. So
once they figured out the system, bam, they know what to do now.
Mm.
So, you know, it's just like training a dog.
Oh, God. Mark.
The welcome has been
how lucky that you
so
in.
Nice and warm.
Look out the window at the
my
storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Your lips look
she said the welcome has been warm. So she appreciates being there. She's not wanting to leave because she's scared of him. She's not wanting to leave because he's offensive. She's worried about what people are going to think. Here she is talking about her sister's going to be suspicious.
We'll be there at the door.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is
gosh,
vicious.
Your lips are delicious.
Or maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a visit before.
I gotta get home.
Baby, you'll freeze out there.
Say, lend me your comb.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I feel when I touch
but
your hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do?
Where the guy's like, how could you do this to me? That's so disgusting. What a lame position.
What do you mean by that?
This position that guys have taken throughout time of, oh, you leave me with azure-colored gonads or whatever. You know, it's just so...
I don't know if that's what he was saying there.
If you get into a sexual situation, do you want to have gotten there through guilt?
No.
No! Right, it's one thing.
I don't think that's what's happening here, Mark. He's not about to take his clothes off with this woman. They're, you know, close on a couch or something like that. They're in front of a fire. He says, I feel when I touch your hand or thrill or whatever when I touch your hand. And then asks, how can you do this thing to me? Like, oh, you know, you're so great, and now you want to leave. And I don't know if that necessarily means he's got what you were describing.
I think a lot of people believe that this song is leading towards sex.
I think the suggestion is that could be coming later.
Maybe he's saying that ironically. But
at this point, he's just asking her to stay.
Yes.
You know, they're not in the midst of about ready to take their clothes off.
She has to stay in order for the sex.
She's got to have another drink and...
And apparently a cigarette.
Jesus, for my life. Long
at least they'll be 20
So, again, the concern about what people are going to think, there's bound to be talk tomorrow. At least there will be plenty implied. So sort of joking about, oh, well, you know, people are going to think what they're going to think. But she was concerned about that. And then she gets over it.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
When do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose Blink cameras alerted him of burglars trying to break in while his family was home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a package thief. Blink motion-activated cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. Save up to a whopping 40% off all add-on cameras and systems through December 22nd while supplies last. Visit BlinkProtect.com/holiday. BlinkProtect.com/holiday.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We'll be right back.
talking about the controversy, surprising controversy that apparently isn't brand new.
It only surprises you.
The latest version of it. Yeah, because it seems like such a innocent little song. It's cute. The Baby It's Cold Outside is what we're talking about here, that one radio station in Cleveland has apparently taken off their playlist. Not sure if they're doing it as a stunt or what, but it's certainly getting them a lot of publicity. People all across, all around the planet probably are talking about this.
Yeah.
And it led to a conversation about relationships and boundaries.
Consent.
And consent and, like, you know, what somebody means when they say no. It's getting a little difficult to handle this stuff. Dave in Big Sky is in our Twitch chat over at twitch.lrn.fm. I suspect that's Dave in Montana based on the way he's been talking in there. But he says... She says she's playing hard to get. It's all part of the foreplay. He says further, many times women told me to stop, and when I did, they say, what are you doing? And I said, you said no. So it can be a very confusing set of signals.
I have some idea of Dave's age, too. Mm-hmm. He's called in many times.
I think he's in his 50s or
yeah,
early
60s. I am. And I think that this is... This is a clash, to some extent, of generations, too. I think the feminists of old understood the consent issue. And I think that there's a consent issue involved in this. I just don't, you know, but it probably would be very confusing, the situation, if, I mean, you know, what if he was like, okay, then get out. Right, and now you're dealing with a situation where you've just kicked a woman.
He threw me into the cold.
Out in the cold with no cab.
Yeah.
I don't really understand.
So we can continue. Your calls and thoughts are welcome here. Michael, you've got a feminist's opinion about this that we can get into in just a moment. But first, let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yes. You know, I am in favor of the Russians invading Ukraine and turning it into a communist government.
You know, Russia's not a communist state anymore, right? At least not officially.
Well, they are communists. Why are they invading Ukraine? Because they're going to go in there and turn it back the way it was and make it communist.
Boy, I thought I didn't have a grasp on international politics.
Yeah. So the Soviet Union ended in 1989, I think. Yeah. And that was when the Berlin Wall fell.
Yeah.
I think it was like 1991 the Soviet Union, and voted itself out of existence. It no longer exists. There is no
USSR does not exist anymore. Right. They broke up.
There's really no governments out there that you could call communist anything. You could call authoritarian.
Well, hold on. Some of them call themselves communist.
Which
so
ones?
North Korea.
Yeah, it's not. It's just authoritarian.
Well, I mean, okay.
It's obvious, it's obvious they are still communists. And the switchover is that they're going to...
Why is that obvious?
...all the capitalists.
Okay.
So why are they inviting? Why are they opposed? Why are they supposed to be our enemy if they're capitalists? Explain that.
You know, it's not a choice between capitalism and communism. You understand that, right? Those are two different economic systems. But as Mark pointed out, many of these governments are just straight up authoritarian. They're happy to have you doing business in your country so long as you're paying them a portion of the money that you're making. They don't really care.
That's what that's about. They want your money so they can stay in power.
Correct.
Well, what they're going to do is when they take over, when they go into Ukraine, they're going to kick out all the billionaire capitalists and make everybody the same. That's one of the things that they're going to do. And
what world are you living in right now? It's not 1955.
It's one with a library that has Animal Farm that you could check out and figure out very quickly that some of the animals would be more equal than others. People will not all be all the same.
Right.
The politicians in Russia, they had cars. The rest of the people... They did.
I suspect the politicians had cars that were imported as well, not the crappy Russian.
They had cars that worked.
Yeah. Yeah. And with chauffeurs.
Okay. But when Trump tried to build his tower in Moscow for many years, and then they rejected it. So that
Hold on. I thought they were on Trump's side. I thought the whole theory was that Trump is teamed up with the Russians. Now you're saying they've rejected him?
That's a big con because
But isn't that the Democratic viewpoint right now? Isn't that the official Democrat you know, talking point that Trump is in with the Russians? Did I miss something, or isn't that what happened?
That's,
well, that's the
point.
A deceit. That's a fake news to confuse everybody.
So the Democrats have been... Does that mean the Democrats are making fake news about Trump, or the Democrats are confused about Trump and they're making news because they're misinformed?
Well, I have no idea what the Democrats are doing, but they rejected Trump Tower because it's a symbolism of capitalism, because he's a multi-billionaire capitalist.
Who rejected Trump Tower? The Russians?
Moscow, yeah, Moscow. He's been trying to build it there. So that is the same.
He probably just didn't grease the right palms. That's all it usually is when it comes to, you know, construction project getting approved or not getting approved. You just got to give money to the right bureaucrats.
Yeah, I doubt very seriously you're dealing with a situation where some principled ideologist was going to refuse to allow Trump to build a hotel.
That's just not happening.
They already have hotels in Moscow.
If they're a capitalist, why is that a big threat if they invade South Korea? They're going to start a war in Ukraine. Why is that a big threat to the capitalist
world? I have no
world?
Idea.
Hold on. What does South Korea have to do with this? I'm sorry. I missed where South Korea came in on this.
But South Korea, they're going to, you know, they shot out artillery. They're going to invade South Korea at drop of a hat. They declared it.
Russia?
War. North Korea. And they're
no, they're Russia. Not. You okay, look, Sarah. There was a meeting earlier this year. Maybe you missed it. I mean, I understand people aren't paying attention to all the international news. This was one of the bigger headlines where North Korea's Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump and also I think Sun Moon Park, I'm not sure what his name is, the president of South Korea, they've all gotten together at this point, and North Korea has actually indicated they're ready to end the war. So
yeah, they had a big thing in Singapore a few months ago.
Right. It was historic. The first meeting between a North Korean dear leader and a president of the United States in the history of North Korea. So longer than some people's lifetimes, this has never happened. It happened for the first time this year, and they came to an agreement. Now, what the status is of the agreement, I haven't checked recently.
Still a little murky.
Yeah, I mean, have they ended the war yet? Not officially, but they did talk about it.
A train just went from South Korea to North Korea.
Really?
Carrying people to see their relatives.
Really?
Really?
Yes.
That's interesting.
So, lots of things are happening.
There have been these symbolic things that have happened.
I think that it is only fair that Trump get credit for this.
He should get credit for it. Yeah.
Well, I don't...
Now, I have read that they are starting to remove some of the landmines from the DMZ and some of the soldiers.
Oh, yeah, they're bringing down the DMZ.
They took down the propaganda speakers that were blasting propaganda across the DMZ. They released some American prisoners of war that they'd been holding on to for a while. I mean, there have been multitudes of... North Korea even changed its time zone back to match South Korea. So, like, these little kind of symbolic gestures have been going on over the last year. Not only does Trump deserve credit, but Kim Jong-un deserves credit. Now, both of these people, I don't care for their governments and most of the things that they do. But at least in this particular area, they seem to be getting it right. So the idea that there's some sort of imminent war in North Korea and South Korea is less likely now than it's been in the entire history of North Korea. Thank you for the call, Sarah. There's more coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
USA Radio News.
People from across the nation are continuing to pay tribute to the late former President George H.W. Bush. The body of the nation's 41st president is currently lying in state in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. During a ceremony, Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell called Bush a World War II hero, a humble servant, and a principled leader.
Today, this hero has returned to the Capitol a final time, not on the front porch of our democracy this time, but here in its hallowed cathedral.
Apple CEO Tim Cook believes it's right and moral for technology companies to block hate speech and violent conspiracy theories from their platforms.
We only have one message for those who seek to push hate, division, and violence. You have no place on our platform.
Cook was speaking at an Anti-Defamation League conference. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. It is Free Talk Live. Dial in here, toll free, bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And I'm glad Sarah called in tonight because she got us on to North Korea, and I hadn't seen any updates. I just hadn't been looking for them. But there are updates about this. And Mark, you had seen the story about the first train going from South Korea into North Korea carrying just normal passengers. Not military equipment or anything, just passengers going up to North Korea the first time in apparently a decade. And there's more to that story. Plus, Donald Trump in headlines within the last 24 hours saying he likes Kim Jong-un and will fulfill Chairman Kim's wishes. We can tell you about all of that. And, of course, take your calls and thoughts about what you want. Speaking of wishes, holiday wishes. You want to get something good for the people that you care about? How about the Blink home security system? Because if you want to spot the burglar before they get in the house or after, it really could be up to whether or not you've got the Blink home security system installed. You can ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while his family was home, or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a thief stealing packages. Blink motion activated cameras are wireless. They set up in minutes and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. I'm well over a year on the Blink camera here at the studio, and yeah, I have not had a low battery warning at all. So
I haven't changed them out either.
I'm not sure when it's going to happen, but I know it'll happen at some point. I'll let you know how long they last. But Blink camera systems make great holiday gifts. So visit blinkprotect.com/holiday. That's blinkprotect.com /holiday.
Actually, I'm looking at the, they're on sale right now.
I was going to say, I feel like this is old copy. I think there's a 40% off.
Yeah,
40% off.
Right now, I'm looking at a Blink XT1 camera system. This is the lowest price one. But I'm so happy with my Blink system. I believe you can get, many people in America can cover the important parts of their house with one camera. And if you can't, there's a two camera system. It's on sale too. But the one camera system, it's at $78.99. Man, that is just such a good value for the system. I got to say that I think it's a good idea. There, if you get the one camera indoor system,
mm-hmm.
That was the outdoor one.
Outdoor for under $100.
Yes.
Okay.
Under $75.
Yeah.
Under $79. Excuse me. $78.99. The indoor one, $66.99. And that. So you're talking about $67 for this system. That is a real bargain. Works with Alexa. No wiring. Easy to set up. I can do it. That means you can. I'm just impressed with it.
Yeah, so up to 40% off on all add-on cameras and systems through December 22nd, so your time is limited on that discount.
Well, of course it is.
BlinkProtect.com/holiday. Blink is an Amazon company. So, let's see here. Stuff.co.nz out of New Zealand. So in the region, North Korea eyes becoming a tourist destination as DMZ standoff tensions eases with the South.
It's working with Cuba.
There are a few places in the world that carry the same air of threat and mystique as North Korea and the infamous DMZ, or Demilitarized Zone.
They'll have to throw a few tourists in jail every year to just sort of retain that.
Just to let them know they're serious.
Yeah.
That separates it from the South. An international flashpoint for decades, the heavily fortified border is lined with soldiers from both sides who stand guard within meters of each other at the joint security area where the demarcation line is drawn. It's not, and by the way, like the video, the photos from this DMZ over the years, it just seems very intense, right? These men just stand there, and it's basically a staring contest the entire time they're
pretty
on
much.
Duty.
I don't think I would have the discipline in that circumstance. Like, if I became angry at the guy at which I'm staring and I'm armed at the same time, and day after day, I don't know if I'd have the discipline.
It's not so long ago that nuclear testing by the rogue nation sparked the threat of war, and only last December, North Korean soldiers shot and nearly killed a soldier who was defecting over the border. But as tensions ease and both countries work toward a November 30th deadline to disarm the border, which presumably has passed, talk has already turned to making the area a major tourist attraction.
I think that's what Trump went in with as his Trump card,
Itch.
As it were. It's a Trump hotel. Like basically saying, look, man, hey, I'm a hotelier. I build things. I can show you. How would you like to have a lot of money? How about that, huh? Obviously, I have a terrible Trump accent. But nonetheless, I think that was what he was leading with is, look, we're not proposing to get rid of you. We're not proposing any of this stuff. Just open up them borders. Make me look good with this deal. And
let's do business.
Yeah, I'm going to bring some hotels in here. It's going to be a hot time in the summer tonight for you.
What I'm curious about is
basketball players, everything you want.
This deadline here, the article that I'm reading was published on the 2nd. I have to wonder when this deadline is. It November 30th? Yeah, apparently it's November 30th of this year. So in another related story, just to kind of interrupt that, just about this deadline, story from ABC News from November 20th, North Korea blew up 10 of its frontline guard posts on the demilitarized zone.
Yeah, they sure did.
There's a video of the explosions happening here.
We don't want to show that on TV, though, because it'll make it look like it's too close to the election. Trump will look too good.
Well, they did show it on TV. This is from ABC News.
I'm not hearing it on NPR, and I listen every day.
Oh, they didn't have the sound effect from the explosion. It's just newsy-sounding music. But, my God, these are humongous explosions. I mean, big bang. I mean, this is a show.
Yeah, they know how to blow things up in North Korea.
Yeah, this is a show.
Including family members.
In accordance with agreements made with South Korea.
I am never going to North Korea because I'm afraid that they would get some of the audio from the show.
Mm.
One of my haters
out
there.
You had trouble with the FBI.
One of my haters out there would just go ahead and splice some stuff together, send it to the North Korean consulate, and then I'd never leave.
The explosions were carried out simultaneously within a 4-minute time frame after the North
that
notified.
That is not simultaneously.
I don't think that word means what you think it means.
Of the project, according to South Korea's defense
ministry. I
learned
what simultaneous meant from Monty Python's Flying Circus, and that's not it.
North Korean soldiers have been destroying the brick structures over the past couple of weeks. Analysts say they most likely decided to demolish the guard posts all at once to meet the November 30th deadline. North Korean guard post that used to oversee the South Korean side of the heavily fortified border was covered in black and white smoke after debris filled the air at the moment of the explosion. Video provided by South Korea's defense ministry showed the process of dismantling the posts. South Korea is also in the process of tearing down 10 concrete guard posts using excavators instead of dynamite for environmental reasons.
Yeah, that seems like good advice. I would hope that all the guards in South Korea were warned that they're going to be blowing up these things. Can you imagine?
I'm sure they were.
Boom! Boom! Boom!
Right, and you're suggesting that might make a trigger-happy guard start shooting or
make
something
crazy.
Like that.
Yeah.
We aim to verify the dismantlement and ultimately withdraw all guard posts in both North and South Korean border military demarcation lines, said Choi Hyun-so, South Korea's defense ministry spokesperson, during a briefing on Tuesday. The demolition of guard posts on both sides of the border at the DMZ is part of a series of moves that South Korean President Moon Jae-in and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un have agreed to completely demilitarize the joint security area during the third inter-Korean summit in September. Both sides had already withdrawn all firearms from a joint security area in Panmunjom, and military presence was limited last month to 35 unarmed military personnel each. The next step will be to open up both sides of Panmunjom to the public for guided tour groups by early next month. Skeptics in Seoul.
That's just money, money, money for North Korea.
Sure is.
Oh, yeah.
Skeptics, however, in Seoul say denuclearization talks must proceed before any of these inter-Korean arms control measures are carried out. Why? I mean, look, these people are just trying to be skeptical for the sake of being skeptical, and I don't blame them when essentially North Korea has reneged on many of its promises in the past. But, I mean, this has been a year of...
Better relations is better relations, and you shouldn't sacrifice it based on, you know, some goal.
You want A to come before B or B to come before A or whatever. These are significant, not just symbolic, but significant changes that they have implemented over the last 8 months. And they ought to be applauded. There's more coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts with us. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, Life Freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-5617 and use promo code FTL. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Bring up anything that you want. Take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Michael,
and Mark.
We're talking about some good news. A little bit of good news coming out of international headlines where North Korea and South Korea have been dismantling and or blowing up, as in the case of North Korea, their guard posts along the DMZ. Apparently, November 30th was the deadline to demilitarize said DMZ. And now stuff.co.nz is saying that they're in fact looking at making the DMZ into a tourist destination. I mean, it already kind of was. People would still go and see it, from what I understand, but a more actually designated for tourists kind of designation. We'll share more of that with you here as Trump apparently coming out saying he likes Kim Jong-un and intends to fulfill his wishes. There's a lot more coming here on that. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. By the way, I do want to make sure that you know about freetalklive.com, the fact that we've got email updates for you. If you go to freetalklive.com, there's an email sign-up box there toward the top of the website. Just drop your email in there. We'll send you an email, usually no more than once a week, just to keep you in the loop with what's going on with Free Talk Live. Recent updates, for instance, have highlighted the fact we've got a couple new radio stations on board with the show, and also the new Free Talk Live after shows that we've been doing exclusive on the Twitch platform over at twitch.lrn.fm. So if you want the latest news in your email box, just sign up for our email list over at freetalklive.com as we go to the phones to the fun. Somebody listed as Pranker, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Pranker, going once. Oh, what a disappointment. Must have hung up or something like
probably
that.
Yeah, I got scared. He's hyperventilating right now.
The pressure is on. So they're talking about the border here and the dismantling of the various militarism around the DMZ. As tensions ease, this from stuff.co.nz, and both countries work towards the November 30th deadline to disarm the border, which obviously has already passed. talk has turned to making the area a major tourist attraction. With the dust barely settled on a series of explosions to blow up the North Korean guard posts to meet the deadline, North Korea is reportedly developing a tour program for foreigners to visit. South Korea is also making plans to turn the joint security area into a major tourism attraction themed on peace. The tours would take tourists across the demarcation line and the 50-centimeter-wide cement slab where North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korea's President Moon Jae-in embraced during their historic meeting earlier this year. DMZ tourism is already a big revenue earner for South Korea, and a constant stream of tour buses delivers 1.2
right.
million.
That's got to rankle the North Koreans, the idea that
there's
South
a lot
Korea,
of money there.
Yeah, making a lot of money over just coming and taking tourists and saying,
here, take a picture.
Take a look at this.
Yep.
Hey, look, see that stone-faced North Korean guard there? Get his picture from here.
Right.
Use our telephoto lens. Right? I mean, you know, whatever it is, we've got a solution for you.
And South Korea has a constant stream of tour buses delivering 1.2 million foreigners and South Koreans to surrounding tourist attractions daily. Jostling for their attention among the more somber memorials to the decades-long Korean conflict are traditional Korean food stalls, a string of souvenir shops, even coffee bars, and high-end makeup stores. There's also a children's fun park and mock-ups of the JSA, where tourists queued pose for photographs.
Run from our machine gun that shoots tennis balls.
At a hilltop,
participate in a mock hanging.
At a hilltop observatory, tourists can gaze across at South Korea, but for now, that is as close as it gets after the JSA was closed to media and tourists due to heightened sensitivities around the current peace talks. But while the area has potential to be a lucrative tourism earner for the two Koreas, it's not the only motivation for President Moon, who's provided much of the impetus for the current peace process. It's hoped that opening the border to tourists will help ease tensions in the Korean Peninsula, which has long lived under the threat of war. I mean, technically, they're still at war after 60 years, basically. And that's what they're trying to end. They're trying to do these symbolic and actual gestures of demilitarization, of denuclearization, to the point where at some point they're going to sit down, hopefully, and sign some kind of a end of war
peace
document, peace treaty. And I think they're moving in the right direction here. It seems so unlikely that the direction is going to reverse at this point. I sure hope it doesn't. I'm sure it would take something pretty outrageous.
So what it would take is somebody demanding something unreasonable.
Yeah.
So if, for instance, somebody on the South Korean side manages to get some power and says, well, we're not going to sign this
until
Kim Jong-un steps down as supreme leader or whatever the term
is. And then it's no-go.
Right, of course it's a no-go. Or the people on the north side say that the South Koreans have to abdicate, or whatever they say.
After years of punitive sanctions, an impoverished North Korea is in desperate need of new sources of revenue and the boost that it will bring to its economy. I would also add, after years of communism in North Korea, because it's not just the fact that there are sanctions that are causing the problems in North Korea. No doubt. Sanctions make it more difficult to trade internationally, and that is going to put some restrictions on your life. But if they had the freedom to make their own food, the freedom to own their own property, the freedom to start their own business in North Korea instead of having it all controlled by the government, they would be doing better than they currently are.
I hate calling authoritarianism communism, because communism, I spent my high school years looking into this stuff. I was an anarcho-commie in high school, and I read the books. Communism is heaven. It's the idea that we're all going to just share things, that property doesn't even really exist. It's impossible in a human sphere. And what they had in North Korea was a controlled, authoritarian economy that, of course, was highly rigid and unable to deal with things like drought and that sort of thing.
After years of sanctions, Moon has used that to reach out to his impoverished neighbor and seed the promise that with peace there will be greater prosperity.
And there will.
And indeed, Trump backed that up as well. They even made a movie for Kim Jong-un to watch. I don't know if you remember that part of the story.
No, I don't remember that part.
They made like a propaganda film, basically, that Trump showed Kim Jong-un to show, how much better things could be in North Korea if there was some modicum of freedom brought to that country. And
well, at that point, you don't have a translator fumbling over words or anything like that. It's a great idea to put together basically a PowerPoint, you know, yeah. I mean, you know, a high-end PowerPoint.
Well, it's a video.
Correct. Yeah. On Friday, South Korean survey train crossed the heavily guarded border into North Korea with a survey team on board to assess repairing the country's decrepit rail network. But
right. They can't keep choo-choos going. That's
God,
technology
no.
from the 1850s.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah, if you've ever watched any of the documentaries about North Korea, their transportation is dismal over there. It's down constantly.
Well, if you're talking about a decrepit rail system, you're just talking about people keeping tracks
yeah.
level and straight. And in the right position. I mean, that's not hard. That's relatively simple stuff. It requires labor. But in this country, we did it with Irish workmen.
The rail excursion required a special UN exemption, and South Korean officials have been at pains to point out that it's for the purposes of a survey only. That's because any efforts by South Korea to help the North upgrade its railway would flout current sanctions.
Hmm.
Officials insist, however, that the survey is a goodwill gesture to the North and a promise of things to come for North Korea if it complies with
Sounds
the demands
fair.
To disarm. Moon, who's due in New Zealand on Sunday, is fresh from a G20 summit where he met with Donald Trump in the hope of the U.S. bending on his policy of engagement. But he reportedly came away empty-handed with the U.S. concerned that despite North Koreans' rhetoric, there are a few visible or concrete signs of denuclearization.
So well, they blew up the guard post. That's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, it is a visible, obvious symbolic gesture.
I can see why North Korea would not want to give up nuclear weapons. Mm-hmm. If you're standing in a room full of people with guns pointed at each other, do you really want to put your gun in your holster?
Do you really want to give up your gun?
Right. I mean, that's basically what's being asked here.
Yeah, but then again, Kim Jong-un will probably eat better once they...
He looks like he's eating fine.
He's eating well. Who's going to eat better is the regular people outside of Pyongyang.
And,
that's
of course,
true.
He doesn't care.
That's true. But look, the fact is, even though Kim Jong is doing fine as far as his weight is concerned, I mean, he's going to have more options in a place where there's more freedom. It's just a fact.
He's going to have better entertainment.
Rich people are better and richer in... richer countries.
The internet is nice.
Yeah. So, the toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. We're going to continue here with the latest on Trump and his relationship with North Korea, Kim Jong-un. And apparently they're looking at possibly putting another meeting together with the two in January or February. Already, Kim Jong-un expected to travel down into South Korea for a meeting with the South Korean president in December.
He can hit all those great restaurants while he's down there.
I bet he will. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Go catch a little K-pop while he's there.
I hear a North Korean K-pop band.
It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Homemakers.
Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.